Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So I'd like to introduce y'all if y'all don't already know these names. Brian Martin, Ms. Taylor Austin Dye, and Caleb King.
I didn't get fuck by my capo, buddy. I don't know how that didn't work out.
Y'all give them a round of applause. Y'all listen, take videos, all that good shit. Tag everybody in it. And y'all get us some tequila in just a minute too, please.
Give them a round of applause, Tucker.
That'd be fat-ass giggles the whole time.
I don't know.
All right, let's go.
We're going to start over on y'all's end. You want to do it the wrong way this time? Outlaw way.
What's the wrong way?
The right way.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Where y'all want to start at? My end, y'all's end. Okay, I'll do it the same way every time. Live opening. What's up, y'all? I'll sing y'all a song, it's a new song we're coming out with. And I'm glad to be up here with my friends, even though they give me shit. Sounds kind of going for broke.
There's a train headed west with a guitar and a chest full of songs that ain't been sung. There's a heart that needs some rest and a soul that's done its best. Find where the leaving goes before it's gone. Now I ain't found no peace yet, chasing down the sunset, looking for no place to go. Yeah, I'm tired of watching y'all eat. I'ma get my seat without losing my soul. I'm going for broke. Hush, hush, get some sleep. Close those eyes. Now don't you worry, don't pay no mind. I'ma sneak right in like a thief in the night and only take what's owed. I'm going for broke. Well, I'll trade these tears in for dollars. I've been saving them all this time. And this town will run out of money long before I run out of wrongs and rhyme. And I faced all my fears. I've looked the devil in his eyes. Cause once you've hit rock bottom, that's when you truly learn how to fly. Now I ain't found no peace yet, chasing down the sunset, looking for no peace to go. Yeah, I'm tired of watching y'all eat. I'ma get my seat without losing my soul. I'm going for broke. Hush, hush, get some sleep. Close those eyes. Now don't you worry, don't pay no mind. I'ma sneak right in like a thief in the night and only take what's owed. I'm going for broke. Now I ain't found no peace yet, chasing down the sunset, looking for no peace to go. Yeah, I'm tired of watching y'all eat. I'ma get my seat without losing my soul. I'm going for broke. Hush, hush, get some sleep. Close those eyes. Now don't you worry, don't pay no mind. Sneak right in like a thief in the night. Don't take what's sold. I'm going for broke. Yeah, I'm going for broke.
Thank you. Woo! That comes out June 16th.
Well, hey, y'all. I'm Taylor, and I love these guys up here. I don't really know you, but I love you, too.
I love you,
I'm
too.
I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you.
He's all right. He's all right.
Getting a little widespread with love now.
But I just want to say thank you, Josh, for having me out tonight. Love you, brother. And I'm going to start tonight off with the song that I wrote. I've been told I'm a lot to handle out throughout my life, so I thought I'd write a song for it. And it's called Water Me Down. There's a lot of things in common between me and old Jack D. You can never handle your whiskey, and you could never handle me. And I know you can't forget how good we looked dressed up in black, and how your night gets better after both our seals are cracked. So don't ask me no questions, honey, if you don't want the truth. 'Cause baby, I'm that full strength. No, I don't want your 80 proof. Yeah, I'm hard to live with, but harder to live without. So don't put ice in my whiskey, 'cause you can't water me down. Now that label sure is pretty, but I'm a heavy pour. And if you ain't real careful, boy, you'll end up on the floor. And I know you think that hangover won't hang on very long, but that pounding in your chest will be there long after I'm gone. So don't ask me no questions, honey, if you don't want the truth. 'Cause baby, I'm that full strength. No, I don't want your 80 proof. Yeah, I'm hard to live with, but harder to live without. So don't put ice in my whiskey, 'cause you can't water me down. You can try to chase me, but you won't ever catch up. Yeah, you can buy a cheap replacement, but it won't ever be enough. So don't ask me no questions, honey, if you don't want the truth. 'Cause baby, I'm that full strength. No, I don't want your 100 proof. Yeah, I'm hard to live with, but harder to live without. Don't put ice in my whiskey, 'cause you can't water me down. But don't put ice in my whiskey, 'cause you can't water me down.
Hey, man.
Woo. Thank you.
Heck yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I gotta follow that.
I picked the right spot.
No shit. I've been on a lake all day, writing a song with a bunch of damn Canadians.
Hey, man.
Hey.
They're nice people on earth.
They're good Christian folks, I tell you what. And then I came here and Josh Terry's had me on tequila, so I apologize for whatever might happen. This is a song that I wrote with my buddy Randall Fowler, Miss Lockwood Barr, and another Canadian named Chris Buck. Called One Two Step at a Time. And this is the first time I've ever played it out, so we'll see what happens.
Got this, baby.
This old dive bar is a good place to mend a broken heart. Got the best bartender, and as long as you tip her, she'll get you on gone. There's iridescent fluorescent, so many girls wearing Stetsons, they just keep pouring through that door. So it's one step, two steps, sawdust floor. Lord, I don't wanna hurt anymore. I'm getting over you. One, two step at a time. When I hear the band, I grab the hand of a stranger. I wish she was you, but you said that we're through. So I'm dancing you right out of my mind. One, two step at a time. out here spinning, watching merry go round. Since Miss Wright left me, I'm showing off my two left feet to every girl in town. I'm getting over you one, two step at a time. When I hear the band, I grab the hand of a stranger. I wish it was you. Said we're through, so I'm dancing you right out of my mind. One, two step at a time. Yeah, I am, y'all. I'm getting over you. Step at a time. When I hear the band, I grab the hand of a stranger. I wish it was you, but you said that we're through. So I'm dancing you right out of my mind. One, two step at a time. I'm dancing you right out of my mind. One, two step at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two step.
Y'all tell Bart Butler about that song if you know him. That one's for John, by God. Mr. Party News.
The OG. Lee Tucker.
All right, y'all, I'm going to get my slow one out of the way. This is it's one of my favorite songs I've ever been a part of. This is one I wrote for my wife. This song's called Go There With You. I've never seen the coast of California. Well, I've never been any more west of Birmingham. Couldn't say I ever cared, but now I do. 'Cause I wanna go there with you. I never known anyone who knew me better. Well, girl, you got a way of showing me. There's a whole lot of my heart I ain't been to. But I wanna go. Well, I want to stop and smell the roses on the way. Well, I want to love you for forever and today. I don't know what the good Lord's got in store down the road for these old boots, but I want to go. Never been to your hometown to meet your mama. I never drank a bourbon neat with your old man. I never seen that family farmhouse full of roots. But I wanna go there with you. Well, I wanna stop and smell the roses on the way. Well, I wanna love you for forever and a day. I don't know what the good Lord's got in store down the road for these old boots, but I wanna go there with you. Well, I wanna go there with you. I wanna buy gold rings and let our hair turn silver. I wanna walk with you till I can't walk at all. I may never make it to 100, but if I do, Well, I want to go there with you. Well, I want to go there with you.
Thank you.
Automatically picked the wrong spot now. Change that tune, didn't I, Lee? Damn.
What'd he say?
I said he changed that tune, did.
Shit. Good song, man.
Thanks, man.
I wrote this one. Started about 3 years ago, and I was still working in the oil field. And me and a couple good friends of mine, Scott Shine White and Helene Cronin. We made it a little bit more personable. I wrote this one in the beginning to kind of keep me going through the hard times. Songwriters go through some shit, and a lot of times you're in a party town, they don't really want to hear about it, so I wrote this about the poets. And this song's called Poets and Old Souls. It's featuring Frank Foster, so if y'all check it out, it's the last album I just put out. I can string some words together, make them pretty and make them rhyme. Put some hard miles on my heart, chasing this crazy dream of mine. Left everyone I love, hurt everyone I know. It's a lonely road for poets and old souls. You take your pain, you write it down. Sing your songs, word slowly gets around. I heard some to think it was easy, here to tell you it just ain't so. It's a lonely road for poets and old souls. This old guitar seen me, my whiskey bottom words, and looking back on it's a wonder I didn't wind up in a hearse. You see the part of me that shines, but there's a lot that you don't know, and it's a lonely road for poets and old souls. You take your pain, you write it down, you sing your song. Word slowly gets around. There's some that think it's easy, I'm here to tell them it just ain't so. It's a lonely road for poets and old souls. You take your pain, write it down. 15 years, we're still getting around. And there's some that think it was easy, I'm here to tell them it just ain't so. It's a lonely road for poets and old souls. If you come in here thinking it's easy, I'm here to tell you it just ain't so. It's a lonely damn road for poets and old souls. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo. Damn, all right. I wasn't even thinking of what I was going to sing next. I was too involved with all that. All right.
Didn't need a tie-dye. Oh,
thank you. I probably need that.
Thanks, Miss Taylor, for letting me borrow her cape.
Anytime.
I'm very forgetful. That goes with the poet part.
I thought you was going to borrow my cape.
He didn't want your capo, Lee.
I see that.
Hey, I asked her to ask you, and then she offered it, and I was like, hey, I ain't gonna turn that down.
Yeah, it's not his fault.
It's the Christian thing to do.
Well, I just had a song come out, I guess about 2 months ago, and the people of the internet has dubbed this as the new Goodbye Earl / The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. But I'll let y'all be the judge of that. Anyway, this is a song about killing a wife-beating man.
Yeah,
and it goes like this.
Yeah.
J. Michael Adams, 35, Kentucky born, and he survived by his wife and his three boys. Good Lord. Plain wooden casket, peace lilies in a wicker basket, dry eyes is no surprise, he was living on borrowed time. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Somebody took one for the team. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Never gonna find out if it was me. She called me up at 3:15. Big sister, he hit me. Enough is enough, see, give me 15. Cause blood's thicker than whiskey. I waited long enough till he was blackout drunk. Cinder block on the pail, threw him in his truck. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Never gonna find out if it was me. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Well, take it to the grave, baby, rest in peace. His mama's still crying, and the preacher keeps on lying. Oh, he was not a man of God, cause he'd been called too many times. He was a thief and a cheater, a natural born deceiver. But the moment that he beat her, his ass was mine. She called me up at 3:15. Big sister, he hit me. Waited long enough till he was blackout drunk. Cinder block on the pedal, threw him in his truck. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Never gonna find out if it was me. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Well, take it to the grave, baby, rest in peace. No, it didn't feel like a sin. It felt like he got what was coming to him. She called me up at 3:15. Big sister, he hit me. Enough is enough, said give me 15. His blood's thicker than whiskey. I waited long enough till he was blackout drunk. Cinder block on the pedal, threw him in his truck. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Well, who did it? Who done did it? Never gonna find out if it was me. Well, who did it? Who done did it? We'll take it to the grave, baby, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a banger. Wall hanger.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right. Yeah, I know. How do you follow that?
I tell you.
Who done
that,
did it?
Use that capo and then you pass it down to me.
All I guess I'm going to play y'all a song about grandmas.
Oh, Lord.
We all got them, I reckon. I hope y'all do. Anyways, if you ain't noticed, a lot of the grandparents today was brought up around the 60s and 70s, and it's kind of what this song's about. It's real sentimental. It's called Grandma's House. Granny didn't always smile this much. It's been pretty hard since Papa left us. Lately, you can't help but see the red there in her eyes. Is it that doctor that she's got? Or maybe something he's prescribed? I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there to the couch. Dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. I guess it ain't that bad, this getting old. She ain't talking pot roast when she says I saved a bowl, sharing peanut butter brittle and giggles by the stove. Well, that's how you know. Cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there to the couch. Dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got Willie Nelson on and turned up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. She knows in a couple days that I'll be coming back to help her in her fight so she can kick glaucoma's ass. She'll pack me up a Tupperware that I can take back home. She says even in the Bible, folks were getting stoned. So I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. 'Cause every time that I stop by, she's stuck there to the couch. Dazed and confused, watching days of our lives. She used to roll out dough, but now she's rolling up dimes. Got the Allman Brothers on and turned up loud. I guess cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. Getting baked to Grandma's house. Getting baked to Grandma's house. Yeah. There you go.
You ain't rap, but you never claim to be.
So I pitched that song idea for like 3 years. I was like, man, I got this idea about like cookies ain't the only thing getting baked to Grandma's house. It's like, Grandma got a prescription for weed for a glaucoma, and everybody's like, that's funny, what you really want to write? So finally, I got in a room with J.C. Anderson and Matt Rogers, and Matt's like, I'll write the shit out of that. That's right. So now I'm just waiting on somebody that wants to do the follow-up song, and it's going to be The Screen Door Ain't the Only Thing Getting Banged at Grandma's House. So I'm waiting on that one. So if you want to write that, you
that's
give me a shout.
That's another prescription for another time.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. She ain't got plastic on her couch for nothing, I tell you that.
I wrote this song about a year ago, and we were down at a songwriter retreat in South Alabama, and one of the guys wrote it with, he cut his hand cutting up onions, and he wasn't crying because he cut his hand. He was crying because he was cutting up those onions. So we wrote a love song about cutting up onions.
Well, a 9-to-5 work week, hand to mouth, tongue in cheek, wouldn't install some me. I was wine and women and miles a minute, the way I thought it was meant to be. I was burning down a Friday night, playing at the blue light, then you came walking in. And I knew right then, when your eyes met in mine, I'd never be the same again. Now I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying because I'm thinking about you. Well, it's not because you left, cause it scared me to death, thinking about me without you. Now I'm running up the red line, running every red light, Red Bull pulling me through. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. Now it's love and marriage and a baby in a carriage. Lord, I never saw it this way. And after all these years, I'm still head over heels, and it's getting better every day. Now it's birds and bees and black-eyed peas, I wouldn't have it any other way. We're the king and queen of our little bitty scene, and I hate it every time I go away. Now I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying because I'm thinking about you. Well, it's not because you live, cause it's scaring me to death, thinking about me without you. Now I'm running up the red line, running every red light, Red Bull pulling me through. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying because I'm thinking about you. Well, it's not because you left, cause it's scaring me to death, thinking about me without you. Now I'm running up the red line, running every red light, Red Bull pulling me through. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. Yeah, I'm crying like I'm cutting onions, not because I'm cutting onions, crying till I'm home with you. With you.
Hell yeah.
Clever.
Lee Tucker, everybody.
Man, I appreciate Josh having me out here. Josh, y'all saved my life once time or two.
And I helped.
And he helped.
I'm Lee just kidding.
Tucker.
I was.
Lee Tucker wrote a song about it. He didn't even invite me for the session. But I appreciate y'all having me out here. And man, it's been a long struggle. Like I said, 15 years running this shit, and 2 years running full time. Rest of the time, I was out there on the rigs out in West Texas. And me and my buddy sit down the other day. I say the other day like it was not that long ago, but time goes a little faster around here. And back in October, we wrote this song. The song's called We Ride. And I appreciate everybody streaming this song. And
I can't decide what I want to play. I don't know.
I think this might be the first gold record I ever hang on my wall, and I can't thank y'all enough for it. And that'll fall by the wayside compared to what that man right there and all these people up here mean to me. So, song's called We Ride. Song, living in, leaving in, get through stone. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always long for the ride. And we ride down to the creek by the water. I've been bad by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never got us now. Oh, we ride. To the bar by the living, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride, pedal to the floor, boy, she begging for more, sipping on apple pie, moonshine, and I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving in, leaving in, get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side,
there was always a long boat ride. And we ride across the Tennessee line, rubbing two nickels just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Oh, we ride like a holly on a two-lane, Palomino across the plain, dropping down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a cold Bud Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give-a-fuck, need a peg of 95. But that's all right, cause I've been running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, living in, leaving in, get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long boat to ride. And oh, we ride. Oh, we ride. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, looking and leaving, getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long boat to ride. Well, I've been known to write a few songs, living and leaving, getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for that ride, y'all. Oh, long for that ride. Well, I've been known to write a few songs, living and getting two stone, bottle and a pistol by my side. There was always a long for that ride.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much for streaming that song.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Taylor, for letting me use your tie dye.
Well, I think this is our last song, I reckon. Is it?
I reckon.
Yes, all right. Well, I just want to say thank you, Josh, again for having me out tonight and having everybody in Live Oak. It's one of my favorite venues to come and play at, so y'all be sure to take care of your bartenders and staff if you can. But I'm going to do a song about getting mean when you drink. Anybody in here can't handle their liquor? Anybody besides him?
Me, no? But I ain't raising my hand.
I don't get mean.
Maybe I shouldn't do this song. I don't know. Y'all might judge the shit out of me.
You get mean when you drink?
I'm mean anyway.
I ain't seen it. You always been sweet to me.
You know what? You keep believing that, Lee. I love that.
I'm going to do it.
Anyway, this is a song going out to everybody that gets mean when they drink. It's called Mean. It's out everywhere if you guys want to check it out. It goes like this. They say I'm mean, Lord, she's got a temper, and honestly, I just can't remember the last time I went out without showing out or getting kicked out of the bar, and I can't help but do it to myself, I always take it too far, and if I drink a shot of whiskey, Katie, bar the door, and if I think you're looking at me, we'll wind up floor. Kissing, cussing, fighting, fussing, everything in between. I just can't help it, baby. That Jim Beam makes me mean. In Kentucky, we keep him on the shelf, and if I see him, I'll tell old Jim myself. I love the stuff you're making, don't be mistaken, but it's taking its toll on me. And now our label gets me unstable, got me thinking I'm 10'3". And if I drink a shot of whiskey, Katie, bar the door. And if I think you're looking at me, we'll wind up on the floor. Kissing, cussing, fighting, fussing, everything in between. I just can't help it, baby, that Jim swore it off for good. Just because you can don't mean you should. And if I drink a shot of whiskey, Katie, bar the door. And if I think you're looking at me, we'll wind up on the floor. Kissing, cussing, fighting, fussing, everything in between. I just can't help it, baby, that Jim Beam makes me. And if I drink a shot of whiskey, Katie, bar the door. And if I think you're looking at me, we'll wind up on the floor. Kissing, cussing, fighting, fucking, everything in between. I just can't help it, baby, that Jim Beam makes me be. Thank you.
All right. Josh asked me to play this song.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry. Fuck you, Josh.
Fuck you, guys. Don't be a sad. I know.
Jason. But seriously, so this is Josh's first actual round here with Raising Grace Studios. And I know a lot of y'all don't know Josh, but he's one of my best friends. My brother from South Georgia. I'm from Hazelhurst, Georgia. He's from Eastman, Georgia. And we've been hanging around, drinking, and doing bad shit for a while now. Anyways, but so in his studio back home, he's got a picture of his daughter, Gracie. She's 11 now. And there's a picture of her. His grandmother passed before his daughter was born. And there's a picture of his daughter just in a field. And then there's this, in the picture, somebody sent him this picture, and it's blew up, and it's got his grandmother's silhouette looking over her. And I guess we were drunk, and I went to bed that night about 3, and then I woke up about 7 a.m., and I remember thinking, like, I don't know, I had this thought, like, I just want to write this song called, like, what if Gracie could talk to her grandma, like, you know, like, it's one of those kind of things where it's like, just tell her, like, hey, I lost my first tooth, and I can spell the color blue and that kind of thing. So I know this is a long-ass story for a writer's round. Anyways, I reached out to my buddy Barrett Baber, and I was like, hey, man, I got this idea. I know you got daughters and kids and shit. So I was like, do you mind if I invite Blue Foley in? If y'all don't know Blue Foley, he's written Grammy-nominated, CMA-nominated, Ashley McBride cuts, badass fella. So he's like, cool. I got a new roommate named Cameron Havens. And he lost his dad when he was 7 years old. But my song idea was like Letters to Heaven. And so Cameron Havens is like, dude, he's just the sweetest dude. Anyways, but he lost his dad when he was 7 years old. And he literally wrote letters and put them in a shoebox under his bed. And I'm sorry we're all fucked up and trying to have a good time. And Josh wanted this sad song. So I'm just explaining the story behind it. But so we all got in a room and we wrote this song and we cried and then we laughed and then we cried some more. Then I went and got a drink and cried some more. So I just want y'all to know the story behind this song and why it means so much. And there's so many great people involved in this song. All of them are way better than I am and more important than me. And I'm just glad to have good friends and good places. I love you, Josh. I'm going to try my best not to cry. This song will hit you, dude. It hits me anyway. You see up there the streets are paved in pure gold. And I've heard all my life you never grow old. So when my time comes, I won't be scared to go. What's the weather like up there beyond the stars? I reckon the Sunday sun is shining where you are. One last breath and pearly gates apart, but I can feel you in my heart. So forever's not so far. When I lay these words on a page and I pray they make their way up through the sky, moon on an angel's wings, straight to you. up with love and hope you get them. Letters to heaven. I still do it on days hard as this. I still frost the cake, light the candles, make your birthday wish. I don't stand and talk down to a cold stone grave, 'cause you ain't out there anyway. When I got something to say, well, I lay these words on a page and I pray they make their way up through the sky, out past the moon on an angel's wings, straight to you. Seal them up with love and hope you get them. Letters to heaven. They're unopened in a shoebox underneath my bed. There ain't a single miss you, love you, I wrote down that you ain't read. So I lay these words on a page and I pray they make their way up through the sky, out past the moon, on an angel's wings, straight to you. Seal them up with love and hope you get them. Yeah, I seal them up with love and hope you get them. Letters to heaven. Oh, oh, oh. Letters to heaven. Fuck you, Josh.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Dude, I lost my best friend the year before that, so I couldn't say that before, but my other best friend, Andy Bohannon. Anyways, I'm done. I'm going to shut the fuck up and keep drinking. That's what I'm good at. Let's go.
Damn good song.
Y'all give it up for Lee Tucker.
OG Lee.
Thank y'all so much.
So I've only played this song out once in town, and I actually wrote this song with my little brother in that parking garage right across the street before a ride around. We didn't have much to do, so we had the idea, and we wrote this song about our granddad. This song's called A Different Time. He was sitting there in a rocking chair that he built with his two hands. Withered and scarred where time left its mark on a hard-working man. With the sun going down across his land where he'd sit there every night. Oh, I could see the memories in his eyes as I looked off in his mind. He said, boy, you don't know how good you got it made, because when I was your age, we turned the dirt behind a gray mule. Some folks might call it old school. Let me tell you about my higher education. I got my know-how from the lost generation, where we worked hard till the stars filled the sky. Saying I do meant the rest of your life. It was a different time. He said, kids these days got too much say, so a whooping might do some good. Well, let me tell you right quick, when you pick your own switch, the lesson was understood. If hard work could have killed you, well, I've been gone a long time ago. If you don't plant the seed, well, you'll never see it grow. We turn the dirt behind a gray mule. Some folks might call it old school. Let me tell you about my higher education.
I got my know-how from the lost generation where we worked hard till the stars filled the sky. Saying I do meant the rest of your life. It was a different time. He said we turn the dirt behind a gray mule. Some folks might call it old school. Let me tell you about my higher education. I got my know-how from a lost generation where we worked hard till the stars fill the sky. Saying I do meant the rest of your life. It was a different time. It was a different time. It was a different time.
Damn it, boy.
Thank you. Woo!
I started off that by giving Lee shit, and then he's the one that makes me cry. Just so you know, I love your fat ass too more than anybody. Y'all give it up for Brian, Taylor, Lee, and Caleb. We'll be right back now, y'all.